This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. forces carried out airstrikes late Wednesday on 14 Houthi missile sites in western Yemen. In a statement, U.S. Central Command said the missiles were loaded to be fired and were an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region. The U.S. strikes are the fourth direct action, including those taken alongside British forces, against the Houthi sites in Yemen in response to attacks and threats to vessels in the Red Sea. VOA National Security reporter Jeff Selden shared more details of the attacks with VOA's International Edition program.
This comes just hours after the Houthis launched another attack against a U.S.-owned and operated carrier that was in the Gulf of Aden. They used a one-way attack drone in that case. Damage was caused, but there weren't any injuries reported. Clearly, the U.S. is taking a very close look at Houthi activity, and for the second time now in the past several days, has now conducted preemptive strikes to make sure that Houthi missiles and drones do not hit or target any ships operating in the area.
Pakistan's Air Force has launched retaliatory airstrikes in Iran, allegedly targeting militant positions, killing at least 9 people and further raising tensions between the neighboring nations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strikes follow Iran's Tuesday attack on Pakistani soil that killed 2 children in the southwestern Baluchistan province. Mumtaz Zahra Balok, a spokeswoman at the Pakistan Foreign Ministry, says Pakistan will protect and defend its national security against threats.
Pakistan undertook a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes against terrorist hideouts in Sistan-o-Baluchistan province of Iran.
The strikes imperil diplomatic relations between the two neighbors, as Iran and nuclear-armed Pakistan have long regarded each other with suspicion over militant attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The Ukrainian settlement of Trostianets is one of 6 areas being rebuilt with state funds in a pilot program to develop the skills that will be needed after the war and lift the morale of local residents. But as the war drags on, many argue the funds should be going towards securing victory against Russia first. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Trostianets is barely 20 miles from the Russian border and was badly damaged in fighting almost 2 years ago. Mayor Yuri Bova says if life isn't breathed back into towns, there's a risk millions of Ukrainians could settle permanently abroad instead of redeveloping their country. But the war shows no signs of abating, so not everyone thinks the drive is a priority. In the nearby town of Okhtyrka, Antonina Dmitrychenko says people are saving every last dime to support the armed forces. Victory first and foremost, she says. Okhtyrka's mayor, Pavlo Kuzmenko, has publicly criticised the way Trostianets is being rebuilt. The different views in the neighbouring towns reflect a broader debate in Ukraine about wartime spending.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump seem on track for a rematch in November's presidential election. But questions about Trump's legal difficulties and both candidates' age lurk in the background. VOA White House correspondent Patty Witkiswara looks at what could happen if one of them should drop out.
Former President Donald Trump faces 91 felony charges, with at least one criminal trial expected this year. Health issues could impact President Joe Biden, who is 81. Or Trump, for that matter, who is 77. But what happens should one of them die or become incapacitated before the November election? If it happens before their party conventions, some states may extend primary dates to allow more candidates into the race. The winner of the primaries is officially announced as the party's presidential nominee at each party's convention. Republicans will hold theirs in July and Democrats in August. If a front runner drops out and no candidate reaches a majority, delegates can essentially nominate someone else. Should the nominee drop out after the convention, the parties would reconvene delegates to select a replacement. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Nigerian authorities say 2 people have died and 77 others have been injured in a massive blast that rocked more than a dozen buildings in one of the country's largest cities. The governor of Oyo State said Wednesday preliminary investigations showed the blast Tuesday night in the densely populated Ibadan city was caused by explosives stored for use by illegal mining operations. Illegal mining in mineral-rich Nigeria is common and has been a major safety concern for authorities. Security forces cordoned off an area by Wednesday morning. Medical personnel and ambulance were on standby as rescue efforts intensify. No arrests have been announced yet in connection with the blasts. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.